Okay, today I'm going to do an episode on what's in my bag for Hacker Public Radio. And I've got a little bearing in the oven over there cooking. My wife is gone, so I need to put a bearing on a shaft today. So using the home oven is a good way to do that. Warm it up a little bit. The shaft is cold. I can hopefully slide it on without having to drive it on with a hammer to keep from damaging it. But while I'm waiting for that to warm up, the oven to get to preheat, I'll go through the bag that I use every day to go to work. So first of all, I have a pair of safety glasses to get myself in the gate. Required. They watch. A bit of information on the SKF bearing I was talking about that I've printed off, brought home, cross references, some dimensions. Ziploc bag, a NSK book on vibration fault guide, another piece of paper, motion.config, the information so I can sit down and read that. I just pull this out when I want to. I'm interested in doing setting up some cameras around my place, and maybe even dropping the output up to the web so I can look at them from work or from an Android phone. So I've got the config file there so I can study that a bit. You'll see that I probably don't need that actually a little later on. Let's see. I have some piece of information here for someone else about a job. Another piece of paper. Oh, a machine diagram to try to emulate that in Inkscape. And I have another little bag here, a Ziploc. It has essential things in it and some non-essential things. I've cleaned my office out recently, so I need to get some of this stuff home. Some of this will be staying here. A Willys Hot Rod, Hot Wheels, a Matchbox, MR2, I own the actual sports car, mid-engine, a Toyota Cheerios box, a set of earplugs, a hacksaw blade and flint and magnesium for starting a fire in case of an emergency, the nuclear war, dental floss. Now I have a magnifying glass loop, another magnifying glass, a magnifying small microscope for looking at things 100 times, another little magnifying glass. Okay, a fuel grease selection tool used at work for calculating the type of grease to use in a bearing based on the speed. A note. You don't know what that's about. Some clean my glasses, notepad, book on grep, Forest Park map, Linux pocket guide. It's all in that little sack that I always carry around. Another empty Ziploc that'll be staying here. A note-taking application, which is just a notebook and a pen. Non-Android, non-software related. Have a set of earbuds, some earplugs. Custom-made earplugs, more crappy paper, what's this? Throw this away. Reliability assessment for my job from the last year. It's not really worth anything, I already got that. Coffee stain copy of when the Oregonian newspaper sent us into collection for us not paying the bill when they didn't deliver the paper. That's been handled, taken care of. Getting in another side pocket. More empty, clean Ziploc bags. Big ones come in handy for sorting things out. Okay, we're getting down to more of the meat of things, some empty pockets where I put gear. I have a little temperature, a Sentech temperature sensor, infrared that I have. Fairly inexpensive. You push the button, you can get a surface temperature. of something, which is comes in really handy if you have want to check where the hot spot is in a motor on your car, your radiator, how hot's that surface. Works really good. It's really cheap, really small. I got it from Harbor Freight. I have two micro SD cards with USB adapters hanging out here that I have information on that I can put on my computer whenever I want to and download things or look at things. A tactical flashlight hanging. I'm getting down toward the end now into the big pocket. Have a battery laptop charger for a small netbook, a USB 5-volt charger for charging an Android phone, another piece of paper, another diagram I want to try to copy in Inkscape to use. I have a netbook that I use quite a bit. It's an Acer, I think it's a 10.9 inch Aspire 1. I think it's called a 722. Really nice machine. I'm running Linux Mint XFCE or LMDE on that. And then in the bottom here is a car charger for that netbook, a set of USB cables. They have the ends on them that work on the Android phone, and then the one that's a little bit narrower that works on other things. Set of chopsticks, wired mouse, what's this, a Belkin, another car charger for a netbook. I have more than one netbook, and so I have a charger. I don't know if these work on all of them or not. And then, let's reach down here. There's nothing else in the bottom there, and then I have a newest addition to the electronics hardware that I have is I have a Samsung Tab 2 7-inch, and it has a case that I bought on Amazon for it, and a little keyboard. I can't remember the name of it. It's kind of miniature. Not. It's about the size of the 7-inch, the length of the keyboard, Bluetooth keyboard. And I'll talk a little bit now about the tablet. It's an experiment for me to see if I like a tablet. It was really inexpensive at Costco. $169. Seems to work really good. I don't know that I like it in the form factor of this little binder thing that you basically set it up like a netbook. I don't really see the sense. I kind of like wanted the keyboard in case I was somewhere and could use it for sending an email, checking IRC without having to use the software little keyboard that comes up. I will say the tablet is nice. It has a lot of good features about it, and basically I'm probably planning on using it as a reader. I have figured out, which is fairly simple, how to download things onto it, transfer things onto it with Bluetooth from my telephone. And I haven't tried to tether it through the phone yet, which is something I'll have to be doing. But it's a kind of an experiment, kind of an inexpensive way to go just to try the tablet form factor out. I'm really not all that impressed with it, except for the fact that it's thin, small, and it starts up fairly fast. I can use it as a reader to read items, and I like to print things in PDF. I'll go to a web page where there's information and I want to read it, and I'll just print it off in PDF because I think Mozilla or maybe my Cups has a print to file, and I can just print it off and save it, and then I can even jump that up to Google Drive and read those things. So, unfortunately, when I'm at work, whether I carry this bag, the thing I have the least amount of time to work with or to have any interaction with is these computers and tablet, because just things are so busy and you can hardly get work done in 8 hours if you keep going. Oh, I also have a key to a lock that is, I believe that's a lock I use for locking devices at work. I say a set of earplugs. So that's it. That's what's in my bag. Basically, I haul this stuff in and out of work just about every day. Some of it won't be going back with me, the worn out Ziploc bags and some other things, but I always carry the netbook and that. And so that's it. And thank you for listening. And I'll probably have some more shows out in a little while about different things. And you can tell I collect toys. And hey, my bearing. The preheat went off on the oven, so I'll leave it cook for a half an hour or so, and I'll probably If you're interested, send me an email, and I'll let you know how the bearing thing came out, which I'm sure no one's interested in but me. But the idea there is to expand the bearing, the diameter of the inner race on the bearing, larger than the shaft that it fits tightly on, that it's a slip fit or a shrink fit. Slip it in place, it'll shrink down to the right size without banging on it, which will actually damage it. So, hey, thanks a lot for listening, and you know that you always have Hacker Public Radio available to put your show out and to share with. You have what I call the Ruby Slippers. There's no place like home. Just click those two heels together. You can get to Hacker Public Radio and put your show up. Thanks.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.